you always know things are going well when you're charged with something like interstate transport of stolen human remains.
Oh, boy.
How do you explain that one to your family or the kids? It's like, hey, what happened here? Why are you locked up? Well, I was being accused of transporting stolen human remains over state lines. You know, normal stuff.
They're going to do it over state lines? I mean, is that the route to go?
Well, that creates a federal case against you if you're going over state lines.
So it's okay to do it within your state.
Yeah, within the state. You know, just keep it within the county, and no one will be the wiser. In a case that's sparked some outrage, Denise Lodge, the wife of a former Harvard Medical School morgue manager, has pled guilty to charges related to the theft and transportation of human remains. Lodge's guilty plea, entered on Friday, April 12th, comes as part of a plea deal aimed at resolving a complex legal proceeding surrounding the case. Lodge's attorney, Hope Lefebvre, revealed that her client's decision to plead guilty was influenced by her health concerns and a desire to move past the legal ordeal. Lefebvre remarked she is very ill and wanted to put this chapter of life behind her and not have the stress of the ongoing legal proceedings. The charges against...
Wait a second, Tony. Yeah. How about the families of the people who donated bodies mm-hmm. and found out that they were being sold as, like, furniture for weird people?
Furniture?
You know?
I think that'd be a great name for a furniture store. Furniture for weird people. This weekend, come on down. Furniture for weird people. 50% Memorial Day savings.
Oh, God.
You want an Ed Gein lamp? We got them.
Buy one, get another one free.
And right now, if you buy $5,000 worth of weird furniture, we're going to throw in an Alec Murdaugh turtle lamp for free. God. Furniture for weird people. Yes, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I just, you know, what? Oh, I'm sick. I want to put this behind me. Well, how about thinking about the people who lost their loved one and decided that they wanted to donate their bodies to science and found out something else was done with them?
That'd be very disappointing. I mean, that the thing is, though, half the time when you donate, you have no idea where it goes. And I think a lot of people, I mean, I think it's a noble thing where if it's going and it's going to a good cause, and I think a lot of people think, oh, it's going to be used for science and they're going to study this and this or that. Or you could end up on a body farm as well, where investigators learn how to identify bodies that are rotting away, or furniture for weird people, I guess. The charges against Lodge stem from the actions of her husband, Cedric Lodge, who managed the morgue for the anatomical gifts program at Harvard Medical School. So you'd think it's pretty legit. Cedric Lodge stands accused of pilfering organs and body parts from cadavers donated for medical research and education over a four-year period from 2018 to 2022. The stolen remains, which include heads, brain, skins, bones, were allegedly taken without the knowledge or permission of Harvard Medical School. How do you just walk out with this shit? Do you, like, put a head, like, in a bowling bag or something? And, like, what's that? I'm going to the lanes tonight. Gonna get me, going to get that 300 game going on, but I never knew you bowled. I'm bowling right now.
And then I'll tell you, if you act with enough confidence when you're doing something,
that's true.
You can do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who have gotten close to presidents by just acting like they belong there.
Yeah.
So you package something up, you grab a box, you grab a bag, whatever, and you just march out to your car like you're carrying a bag out of the Target. Yeah, you're good.
I think that's one of those things I should have learned earlier in life was the confidence thing and just how much you can bullshit people with it. Because I've never been that person. I've been like the very timid, like, I'm going to tell you everything I know about this so you can make an educated decision, especially if it might be a bad one. And it's like, yeah.
You're a bit too honest. There's a lot of people out there that just, they act as if.
That's why I could never be a salesperson very well. I hated it. I hated doing sales stuff when I did commercials and things. I hated doing it because I just, some people would, like, I want to do this campaign like this. And like, that's so not a great idea. And then they'd just go find somebody else who would make the buy for them. And then I would lose the money. But I'm like,
nice.
At the end of the day, I'm like, I did the right thing. Somehow it turned into a lucrative enough business to keep me afloat for many years. But yeah, I'm not good at that. The charges against Lodge. Okay, we did that. The shocking revelations have reverberated throughout the community with families of the deceased expressing profound dismay and betrayal. Darlene Lynch, the daughter of Nick Pikowitz, a donor whose remains were among those stolen, recalled her parents wished to donate to science to help others. Lynch expressed her family's feelings of betrayal, stating, "We feel extremely betrayed by these individuals and the school." Harvard Medical School officials condemned Cedric Lodge's actions as abhorrent betrayal in a joint statement issued by George Q. Daly, Dean of Faculty of Medicine, and Edward M. Hundert, Dean of Medical Education. The statement emphasized the institution's commitment to upholding the trust placed in it by donors and announced plans for an external review of the anatomical gift program and morgue policies. Well, good, but you probably should have had a little bit better system in place where people couldn't just walk out of the labs with heads and brains and skin and bones and nobody's asking any questions. It just seems like, I don't know, but if you're running a program like that, are you thinking that people are going to go and take that sort of shit to begin with? You know?
Well, let me tell you this. And I think I mentioned this when we first did this story many, many months ago when it first hit the news. My ex-husband was in medical school, and he brought home a skull to study the bones.
Okay. Well, he's in medical school, so that kind of makes some sense.
But he checked it out.
Yeah.
Checked it out on a Friday, scared the living shit out of me because when I came home from work, that was sitting on the table. It was sitting out, like sitting on the dining room table.
Yeah.
But it had to be back at 8 a.m. Monday morning.
Like, okay.
And his class wasn't until a little bit later, but he had to have it back by 8.
Sure.
Or there was going to be hell to pay.
Or is it like a late fee? Like, is it like a library where it's like you owe 15 cents a day?
I don't know, but it had to do with, you know, his studies, basically, that he would be in trouble grade-wise if that was not returned. So there was a very, very strict checkout policy for that skull. And I drove him to class. This was at the University of Minnesota Medical School. I drove him to class every morning on my way to work. And we had to make sure that he was there in time to get to where it needed to be turned in because, like, they would have withheld his grades, kind of a thing.
Wow. So they had some protocol there that really watched it pretty good. It seemed, and you would think Harvard Medical School would be even more stringent because it's Harvard Medical School.
Wouldn't you think?
Apparently not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There is a black market for this sort of shit. On the surface, me, the layman, would think, well, who's going to steal this sort of stuff? But apparently there's people out there that would do that sort of thing. And if you're in that industry and you're in that world, you'd probably be better aware of that as well and not just allow people to walk out with heads.
God.
And skin and bones and brains. God. Ugh. Yeah, it's... So would you donate your body to science, I guess, is the question at the end of the day.
Well, you know, it sounds really awful, but you're dead. What do you care?
I would just want it to, I don't think I want to be on the body farm. I think I'd like a little bit of, I don't know if you get to choose, like, okay, I want to be used for research or do this or something with medical students. I don't want to be thrown out there for like with the cadavers on the body farms where they, and it's funny because this is what we do. So you'd think maybe I'd want to do that, but
yeah, right.
No, I don't want to just go be rotting in a field somewhere. And then people learn how to identify bodies on. I don't know. It just, to me,
that might be kind of cool. Like just staring at people as they walk by. Yeah, kind of a thing.
I don't know. At the end of the day, it's as silly as it is, like I have this whole thought process and I've worked it up in my mind years ago when my mother and me would used to walk through the cemetery and, you know, as mothers and sons do, you know, walking through cemeteries on a regular basis and talking about mortality when you're five.
Yeah. Oh boy. And that's how we got here,
and
folks.
That's how we're here. And you know what? I do treasure those memories. I'm not even being sarcastic. It was fun. I enjoyed going to cemeteries and walking around. We would actually, and here's a fucked up part. We would go and collect hickory nuts in the cemetery because there's all these hickory trees there. And we'd go and collect them in a bag and then you go home and crack them. And you just think, well, I didn't think of it back then, but I think of it now, is, gosh, these trees are very fruitful and large. I wonder why. I wonder why. It's like these hickory nuts are being basically fueled by the dead. But no, I mean, it's a weird thing to think about. I don't know. It's bizarre. That people are doing this, but they certainly do. So more oversight should certainly be taken place. I'm glad Harvard said, yeah, we're gonna review this. We gotta make sure. Maybe put some Ring doorbell cameras up or something and go, hey, Chuck took the brains again this weekend. Can we get those back? You know, yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.